You are listening to episode 54 of the Sunday Shakeout, featuring a guide to strength training for injury prevention. Hello and welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas. This episode features a talk on kicking those little injuries by doing some specific strength training. I'll be delving into how my training has been going and my approach for this winter training cycle, some tips on strength training for injury prevention, and then how you can apply this to your own training. If you are new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show is your go-to source for in-depth training analysis, viable training tips, unbiased and reliable physiology and science, and so much more. Whether you are a beginner runner taking your first strides or an experienced runner aiming for new heights, the Sunday Shakeout provides you with the information you need to run faster, stay injury-free, and most importantly, stay happy on your running journey. So let's lace up those shoes, hit the road, and dive into the world of gym work, prehab, rehab, and activation work. Without further ado, please enjoy my guide to strength training for injury prevention. Okay guys, so a while back I made an episode on strength training. That was in my early days of this podcast. I think it was like episode 11. I talked a lot about the fundamentals of strength training, some general stuff, so like what you should be doing at home, in the gym. I talked about how to plan your strength work. I talked about, you know, like why you should be doing strength work, what it accomplishes. But it was a lot of basic stuff, and so today I want to get a little more specific with strength work. I want to delve into strength training for injury prevention. And the reason that I'm choosing to talk about this, meaning injury prevention strength training, and not about some of the fancy, you know, performance strength training like the fancy squats and deadlifts and all those things, the reason I'm choosing to talk about injury prevention is because this prehab, rehab, activation work, all of the stuff that injury prevention stuff entails, all of that is absolutely foundational. It is by far the most important part of a good gym program for runners. So today, because it's so important, I want to talk about that. And you know, for me, I just finished week 3 of winter training since I just got done with an atrocious cross-country season for me personally. You know, I think I documented my journey along the way. I was injured a lot, and my body nor my fitness were really never in a good place. And so right now I'm really looking for a reset. I guess you could say I'm looking for redemption from last season. I want redemption from last season. But the progress is slow. I'm not at all that fit right now, but it's a work in progress. And today, I think it's November 26th, and I gotta be ready at the end of February, and so that is a long time. And because I have such a long time, my mantra this winter is going to be very simple: be patient. You know, the heart rates, the speeds, the mileage, all that stuff is not where I want it to be right now, but I am starting week 4 of a 16-week winter cycle, so I have a lot of time. Now, I'm not saying that I'm gonna slack off or anything. I'm just saying that I can't be rushing things. I can't be rushing the training. Because while I gotta be fit by the end of February, I need to peak in May. And so that is a long time. I can't be peaking in January. And I think that is something that I really fell a victim to this past cross-country season. You know, I was really rushing the training. I was forcing things when I shouldn't have. You know, it really all started when I got PFPS, runner's knee, back in late May. And it was weird. Like, I'm a pretty obstinate runner, meaning, like, I don't dial it back. I'm pretty stubborn. I don't like to rest. Like, whenever it's, like, a rest period from a training, I always try to, like, fit in, like, an hour of strength work every day, even though I probably shouldn't. I should probably be resting. And so, you know, my philosophy or my, you know, stubbornness really came into play last May. I got runner's knee, and I really just refused to dial it back. I did so much cross training, so much rehab work, that it was almost like it was hurting me more than it was helping me. It took 6 weeks for me to fully recover from what it really should have taken like 3 weeks. And this is so funny, because I remember thinking at my 8th grade graduation that, well, I don't want to look stupid by walking down those steps funny because of my knee. So, I mean, like, this PFPS, this runner's knee, it was by no means a light injury, but at the same time, I really should have dialed it back a little bit, because once the knee did recover, which took up too long of a time period, I basically just jumped back into training like I never got injured. Like, I was like, well, you know, I mean, I must have not lost any fitness, so I'm just gonna jump right back into it. But that was a false notion. I did 3 miles the first day, and then I did an hour of the elliptical the next day. Then I did 5 miles, then another hour of the elliptical the next day. And then I think the day after the elliptical, I think it was, I went to a running camp for my cross country team. It was just for a day, but I just remember like straining my calf and I was just devastated. I don't think anybody noticed but me. I just remember like walking back to the bus. Like I was like in pain, just like walking on my calf. It was not fun. So, you know, because of that, I went back to my old habits. I'm like, you know what? I'm injured again. You know, I'm going to push the issue and keep going cross training to try to maintain my fitness. And no, I'm not saying that like you shouldn't be doing the elliptical or that you shouldn't cross train while you are injured, because I do think that cross training does help you maintain your fitness. But I was doing 90 minute sessions per day, and that was just too much. You know, I was not really recovering from that. And at that point, it was just one thing after another. After I recovered from my calf, I was able to reintroduce a little bit of consistency. But after about 4 to 6 weeks, I developed a hip problem. And so it was never really that fun for me. And so right now, this winter, I'm just really looking to press the restart button. I'm thinking of my body like a Windows computer. You know, it's not working well, it's having some issues, you can't load anything, it's taking a long time. So you say, enough with this, I'm gonna restart the computer. That is what I'm doing to my body right now. So because of that, the mileage right now is pretty low, the mileage progression is extremely slow, almost painfully slow. Week one, I ran 9 miles, then 12 miles, and then this past week, I ran 15. Next week will be 18, and then I think 21, and then I'll take a recovery week. So it's slow, but obviously I have a plan. I have a vision for where I need to go, and so I know that if I can stay consistent and avoid injuries, I'll be good. And one big philosophy I've learned from reading lots of books on running, you know, looking at training data from other top athletes and stuff, I've learned that you have to build the ability to train. You have to build the body up, and that goes way beyond just the mileage. It's all about what you are doing surrounding the training. Well, not all about that, but it's a lot of what goes into building the body up is, you know, you can't just expect to go out the door the first day of training and do a 12-mile long run like it's nothing. You can't expect that. At that point in training, that would have serious negative implications. You have to build the ability to do that from a fitness standpoint and the standpoint of your body. You can't just go 12 miles out the door the first day of your training. You have to build the fitness, you have to build the body up enough so that you can do that and actually achieve adaptation from that without overstressing the body. Because if you took a week break and are getting back into training, likely you have lost a little bit of fitness, but not only fitness, you've lost a little bit of strength, a little bit of mobility, a little bit of flexibility. And so you have to build back the strength of the muscles, ligaments, and tendons so that they can actually handle the impact forces of running. You have to have the muscles activated, and you need to have the mobility needed to stay injury free, because each stride can put anywhere from 2 to 5 times your body weight right up through your body. And if you think about your body like a car, you have your engine, and you can just think of your engine like your aerobic fitness. You know, what do you build every time that you go out for a run? You build your aerobic fitness. So think of your engine like your aerobic fitness. But also, you have your chassis, and you can just think of your chassis like your body. But if your engine of your car is too big for the chassis, well, your car is probably gonna break down. Running is the same way. If your fitness or your mileage is just too big for your body to handle, then you're toast. You're gonna get injured, you're gonna fall off the wagon, and you're gonna get injured from the standpoint of, well, the body cannot handle the training load, but also because if you aren't strong, likely your biomechanics are poor and your running form is likely not that good. So right now, I'm really trying to bring in a good rehab, prehab, activation, gym program into my training. And I think this is definitely something that everyone needs. I have this one injury prevention routine that has a lot of quite basic stuff. You know, it has the glute bridges, hamstring walkouts, some core stability work. I bring out the TheraBands, calf raises, you know, the list goes on and on. It's about 20 to 25 minutes, and I do it after my run about 2 to 3 times per week, building up the reps and the sets pretty progressively. But it's a lot of simple stuff, and it works, and it can benefit you quite a lot. And you know, you just don't have to have like a 20 to 25 minute routine that you do super strictly like 2 to 3 times after your runs. You know, there's a lot of ways to go about this. You might have a bigger 20 to 25 minute routine that you can do 2 to 3 times per week, but then you might have a routine that you do at night where you maybe do some prehab stuff, I guess you could say. But it doesn't have to be all about strength too. You know, you could also add some activation stuff into your routine. Like if you've ever been in the gym and you start an exercise, oftentimes what happens is that first set can be quite tough, but then the second sets might actually be a little bit better. And that's not that you've gotten stronger per se, it's because the muscles were activated after the first set. And so once the muscles are activated and engaged, they are far better able to handle that second set. And so, you know, I think of it like a winter morning. You know, maybe you're going to school, going to work, going to your running spot. You might have to sit in the car for a few minutes, or, you know, maybe de-ice the windows before you begin driving. You turn on the engine, and, you know, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but I think of the activation work like de-icing the windows. So maybe you have a really hard long run, you have a 24-mile long run the next day, maybe, you know, 24 hours before, you start this process of, okay, I'm going to start activating the muscles. I'm going to start bringing in some glute bridges, some hamstring walkouts, some groin squeezes, some foam rolling, all of this stuff. So in the morning, when I do my whole warm-up routine, the muscles are primed and they're ready to go. So that when you do go in the long run, it really lessens the chance of injury, but it also increases your performance. So I would really recommend adding in some activation work. And, you know, activation work at night and also before a run, you know, you might get out the stretching mat, do some light stretching, foam rolling, and all of that activation stuff that I just mentioned. You know, calf raises, glute bridges, groin squeezes, hamstring walkouts, you know, the list goes on and on. And, you know, this is key because many injuries are picked up because the muscles aren't activated or they are shortened, like after a hard session. So if you activate them, get them warm, add some length, that can really do wonders for preventing injuries. It's really phenomenal. Over time though, these little things can contribute a lot to consistency. Adopting an activation routine, a nightly routine, some injury prevention stuff in the gym, it's really important and that stuff can benefit you a lot. Whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, it doesn't really matter. It's all about consistency. And if you can adopt it, it'll really help you. There's tons of stuff online that you can look out and check out, you know, for activation and prehab and injury prevention stuff. I know Stephen Scullion, a 209 Irish marathoner and Olympian, he has a whole bunch of phenomenal stuff that you can check out for pre-run activation, some stretching stuff, some, you know, strength work for after your run. It's really great. I think that this is a lot of stuff that many runners don't know about or are, I guess, not disciplined enough. Maybe they don't have the routines in place necessary to complete these things, but if you can start to make an effort to really put these things into your training, that is really going to help. And when you are adopting a routine, it's really crucial to make it relevant to you. Load the areas that you have the most problems of. If you know that you struggle a lot with knee stuff, then, well, maybe you need to do a lot more balanced stuff, some proprioceptive strength around the knee, and that's really critical. And making it relevant to you doesn't just go for strength work, it goes for also everything else in running as well. You know, when you're listening to this podcast or doing some research online about the training of the Ingebrigtsens, whatever it is, you really have to take in that information, analyze it, and then apply it to your own training. When you see that Jakob Ingebrigtsen does double threshold, you might not be able to do double threshold, but you can still do 2 sessions of threshold per week. Maybe you can't do 2 sessions of double threshold, but you can still do 2 sessions of single threshold, and that can really go a long way. And so the ability to make information relevant to you and analyze it is really going to contribute to your success as a runner and in life in general. You know, the other day, I was doing some research on good study methods, and I came across this thing called Bloom's Taxonomy. It's essentially a hierarchical model used to classify different levels of learning. It's like a roadmap for the journey of knowledge from basic to complex understanding, or also known as higher level thinking. And so this is really important because when you read some data or some book about someone's training or some strength routine, or even if you listen to my podcast, you know, it's not about just reading and memorizing that information. It's about deeply understanding that, analyzing it, applying it, and creating something of your own based off of that information. The big idea here is that there is no one-size-fits-all approach in running and in life in general. Everyone must make something for themselves and apply what they are given in a way that works best for them. So when I say that you should be doing some strength work for injury prevention, maybe I give you a list of exercises. Glute bridges, groin squeezes, hamstring walkouts, ab stuff, calf raises, around the world lunges, TheraBand work, abductor holds, calf walks, heel walks, toe plants, etc., etc. Maybe I do give you that list. You have to look back at the list and start to create a routine that complements what your body needs. You can't just take stuff off the internet and copy and paste it into your own training and your own life and expect it to work for you. You have to create routines, you have to formulate your own ideas, and you have to really start to think for yourself, because while I am giving you all this information, you have to be able to apply it and create something that really is going to help you. Create something that you know you're going to stick to. And, you know, after you do that, start to prioritize some injury prevention strength work, some activation work, build the body up so that you can train and maintain training at a high level, and yeah, that's all I got. Thank you for listening to episode 54 of the Sunday Shakeup. I hope you all really enjoyed this episode. I think it was pretty insightful. I think that I gave some pretty good information because I think a lot of the times you see training, you see someone else's training, and you're like, oh, look at all this running that they do. This must be the secret. They're doing all these high mileage. But in reality, it's a lot of the times, it's a lot of simple stuff. It's a lot of the small things. Yeah, they're doing a lot of running. Like, that is how they get good. Like, you know, you can't be good at running without running. But it's a lot of the stuff that you do around the running that really helps. Like, you don't, like, for example, like, Jakob Ingebrigtsen. Many people go online and they see that he does double threshold twice per week. And it's almost like he's defined by that. Like, double threshold is who he is, what he does. But Jakob, his training, the Ingebrigtsen model, is so much more than that. That's why it's called an Ingebrigtsen model. A model does a lot more than just, you know, run and train. It encompasses a lot more. It encompasses, you know, Ingebrigtsen, he does a lot of strength work. He does a lot of stretching, mobility, strides, gym work. All of that stuff goes into his training, all of the little things, and that's what builds him up to be as good as he is. You know, world champion, Olympic, like, champion, you know, what else, world record holder. It's all from a whole bunch of things, not just that. So the strength work for injury prevention today, I think that that is really kind of some of the background stuff that a lot of people don't see, but can be really crucial and can really contribute to taking your running to the next level, or at least taking your consistency to the next level. You know, the other day I read this book, or I haven't read the full thing, but I got this book called Atomic Habits. I actually have it right next to me. It's really popular. I think there's over like 4 million copies sold, maybe even more. It's written by James Clear. He has his website, jamesclear.com or something like that. jamesclear.org maybe. But it's all about, you know, making tiny changes in your life, making tiny habit changes. And then if you see these tiny changes, you get remarkable results. So really try to focus on getting 1% increases in a lot of different areas. Can you focus on increasing the mileage a little smarter? Can you focus on your psychology maybe a little more? Can you focus on getting better sleep, better nutrition? Maybe some of the strength training stuff, and that is really key. It's really about all about tying the different pieces of the puzzle together into something that is really going to create a big thing. You know, I'm not Picasso, but I know that I can get pretty close if I can tie everything together. So if you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider following or subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'd also greatly appreciate a review in Apple Music, Spotify, or anywhere else you find your podcasts. If you have any questions regarding anything running, please feel free to reach out to me at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. I hope you all really enjoy your day. Hope you all really enjoy your week. I thank you so much for the support on this podcast over this 1-year anniversary. I got some fan mail last week. I'll do a shout out next week. So thank you all so much. Have a really great rest of your day, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.